Well, COVID-19 vaccinations are now available to anyone 16 or older in Georgia, as they are in many states. But just because you're eligible doesn't mean it's easy, especially in rural areas. So people are taking vaccines on the road. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship takes us to the town of Preston in southwest Georgia.
There are about 3,000 people in Webster County, where Preston is the county seat. But there are no chain pharmacies. And the nearest hospital is some 40 miles away. But on this Thursday morning, in a parking lot by the highway, people are getting vaccinated against COVID-19.
We're going to get you scheduled up for today, and then we're going to get you shot 28 days from today.
Logging trucks roll by as a nurse from Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital checks people in outside a mobile clinic that looks like it could be delivering bread. Among those waiting are Robert Holt and his son, Robert Holt, Jr. Holt says hunting for the vaccine hasn't been tough for him because...
Actually, I hadn't tried until today. My wife called me and said, hey, they got a mobile unit down by Adams. Get Robert Jr. and you guys go get it. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
No appointment is required to get vaccinated inside the mobile clinic van. No internet sign up either. And unlike some other mass vaccination sites, you don't even need a car. If the clinic is in your town or neighborhood, you can literally walk up. For Holt, that made getting vaccinated a spur-of-the-moment decision.
If my wife hadn't prompted me, I don't even know how it came or not.
Same is true for James Nichols. He delivers groceries in a semi-truck from Birmingham once a week to Adams Grocery next door. Like Holt, he'd been on the fence about the vaccine until today.
I never get sick, and I was afraid of the shot for a while.
But also like Robert Holt, Nichols' wife has been working on convincing him to get vaccinated.
We talked the other day and decided, you know what, Mom, we'll go ahead and get it. So we can get rid of this COVID, you know.
But Nichols says he's heard lines in Birmingham to get vaccinated can stretch 6, even 8 hours.
And I just ain't got that time. But when I was right there and she asked if I want, I thought, you know what, I didn't. I just now text my wife. I said, I guess I'm going to go ahead and get the shot. So
he's heading home with an appointment for shot number 2.
So I'm getting the next one here on the 16th when I come back through again. So it can't be no easier than that.
The mobile vaccine unit is here because Nikki Adams asked them to come. She's stocking the freezer aisle of the family business, Adams Grocery, where James Nichols is delivering food. She was also the first pharmacist in Preston in 60 years when she came back home 7 years ago. She opened Preston Family Medicine, the clinic next door staffed by nurse practitioners, in 2018. Adams says even so, she was unable to lay her hands on any COVID vaccines.
I thought that I did everything that I was supposed to do as far as filling out the paperwork and, you know, that sort of thing.
But she never got on the vaccine shipment list. So she encouraged her patients to try the county health department. But that means navigating the online booking process, which can be a problem.
If patients didn't have internet access or if they're elderly and they don't know, I mean, we've helped them schedule their appointments. We've been supportive in that role.
So when Phoebe Putney, the big hospital chain in southwest Georgia, offered to roll vaccines to Adams' front door, she jumped at the chance.
We just kind of told our patients, you know, when and where, and you don't have to make an appointment. You can just show up.
So y'all come on up.
46 people would eventually show up on this day. They'll be back in a month for their final doses, same parking lot, which newly vaccinated Robert Holt says just goes to show.
Well, yeah, when it's easy, we would do it.
And Phoebe Putney, the hospital behind the mobile clinic, hopes making things easy will get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship.